License number 15033.
Today is January 18th, Thesaurus Day. What is a thesaurus? Why, it's a dinosaur that goes by several different names that mean the exact same thing. Have a happy Thesaurus Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The head of the U.S. Census Bureau stepping down nearly a year before his term ends. Stephen Dillingham's departure comes amid whistleblower complaints that he supported a push to rush incomplete data to President Trump before he leaves office. Census data is used to calculate the annual distribution of $1.5 trillion in federal funding. President-elect Biden planning to roll out about a dozen executive orders on his first day in office,
including extending the pause on student loan payments, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, and ending the travel ban on majority Muslim countries. He will also enact a mask mandate on federal property and interstate transit systems. Orders for days 2 through 10 range from establishing standards for school and business reopenings to criminal justice and immigration reform initiatives.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Wall Street closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Market futures point to higher openings tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, who wouldn't be optimistic right now, right?
Greetings. It's Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos here. My subordinates have informed me that users are having a difficult time canceling Amazon Prime. I say deleting Prime would be inconsequential. We deliver your frickin' packages in 2 frickin' days at no frickin' charge. But if you really must cancel, it's really simple, with only 6 easy steps. I won't be angry. It's not like I'm going to slowly dip you into hot magma. Oh, what am I saying? Just pay the frickin' $15 to my evil corporation, Amazon, which is on its way to making trillions. Or even better, billions!
Amnesty plan! That's just what we need. In the middle of a pandemic and high unemployment, 11 more million people to take care of. Jackass!
Tell us how you really feel.
Hey, Greg, why do they need voters if they're just going to steal election?
Why have them? In the future, there's 11 million votes. There's a caravan waiting to knock on the door down to Mexico coming up from, was it Guatemala? Why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother? We've been through a lot.
We have.
We have seen a lot. The Garretsons are our guests. And Becky, have you seen a lot of the theories that are circulating right now about, let's start with 25,000 troops in D.C.
Yes. Actually, we have a friend who's there right now.
Oh.
As part of the Guard. Oh, probably lots of friends that are there right now.
Don't mention any names.
No, I won't.
You know, the local commissar will phone D.C. and they'll have to.
They're starting to vet them, right?
Yeah. Like, don't we kind of do that when we allow people into the military? Don't we kind of.
Yes.
Check out to make sure they're not, like, wanted for
background? Yeah, background investigation, sure. Yeah.
Those things. So what's with the big show of military force? Is that supposed to make a statement to Trump supporters, or are they really that scared, or is it just a big false flag?
Well, the whole I think it's totally a false flag, but I think in the beginning, you know, weeks ago, Biden came out and said they are not going to have an inauguration.
Right.
And I was thinking, it's because no one would show up. I totally believe that.
Well, we all saw, remember the images of Joe,
yes,
making campaign appearances.
12 people.
12 circles and only 8 of those are occupied.
Yeah. So that was the original plan, was, oh, we're scared of COVID, so we're not going to have it. When really I was thinking, you're not going to have it because it'd be embarrassing. No one would show up.
Yeah.
But then, after everything happened on the 6th, now it's a big security threat. So they're starting to, the left is saying, oh, there's going to be, we're expecting riots and we're expecting snipers and all of this. Well, you know what? Our networks across the country, all these conservative groups that I'm involved with, that I know, hear from, none of us are planning anything. You know, like, this is their narrative. So they can set up something to happen and then blame all of us for it. And actually, we've been writing, guys, stay home and pray. Don't go out and walk into their trap right now.
I would venture to say most conservatives are not going to D.C. for this inauguration.
Absolutely not.
So hello?
It's just, I'm concerned, especially now with this narrative going around about, oh, we think there's going to be an inside job. I'm scared something will happen to Biden from someone on the inside, which is all a plan. And then it's just going to further spiral us into more chaos, which is what Marxists like to do.
Yeah.
This is their plan, and this is what they do. Stalin did it.
Allow me to say that having worked for the National Guard for the state of Alabama for about 13 years, I wholeheartedly trust General Gordon's leadership. And she is the adjutant general. And yes, she works for the governor. And if they federalize the troops, she'll, and the governor says yes, then they'll move forward. But I wholeheartedly trust General Gordon and her decision-making in this. So
we just saw a great example. I was screaming about this on Friday and Saturday morning with the mayor making these big pronouncements. Don't worry about security in the Capitol. We got it covered. We know they're coming. And I'm thinking, what's he talking about?
Who's coming?
Yeah, right. Nobody. It's like crickets down there.
Generally, when there's, we're the first place people come to if they're having some type of a rally or event. There was that memorable day. When was it? Last April or May when I went down for the, media.
Car rally.
Yeah.
Which was cool and peaceful and all that. So, that, to me, is in part connected to what we're seeing in D.C., this big messaging coming from, you know, all these cities are run by Democrats. And they stood by with their thumbs in a dark place while they were being burned, while stores were being looted, while people were being killed. But what happened on the 6th really freaked them out, right?
Well, and they knew ahead of time. This was such a setup. There was no security like on a normal day. You know, it's extremely secure when there's nobody even in the Capitol building. You know, there's not a session going on. But here they know a lot of people are coming to town. The entire government, including the vice president, is going to be in this one building. And, there's a few guys out there.
Come on in.
Where are they going to
have
this?
Yeah, come on in. We'll just...
Where are they going to have this virtual inauguration?
You know, it still looks like there's bleachers out there. They were talking about them. They were taking bleachers down, but from the pictures that I've seen recently, it still looks like there's some scaffolding up there, so I'm not sure.
Joe made some statement over the weekend. It was brief, as they usually are, and when reporters started barking questions, he didn't seem to know where he was. He was doing that...
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Ping, ping, ping. What do they call it? That little robotic guy that bounces off... He looked like...
Pokemon?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
No.
That's old school.
I'm gonna take this. No, Roomba.
Roomba.
He would bump into something and then back away and go in a different direction until he bumped into something else. This man is not fit to be president. And in fact, I'm thinking of starting a pool with listeners. Pick a date. How long do you think he'll stay in there? And then, of course, there's this thing. We were talking about this earlier. These documents that are out. Conservative Treehouse. Here it is. And you can see that on your screen over there. Homeland Security Committee releases a report outlining Biden family selling U.S. policy for personal and financial gain. Mm-hmm. This is not news to us. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this, you know.
Yeah.
In the New York Post. It wasn't, the Gazette came out with a story about Hunter Biden. It's the fourth largest newspaper, I think, if not America, the world. One of the few that actually makes money. And so they published this stuff about the laptop, the relationships. And, Twitter shuts them down. This is, to me, maybe the biggest issue of all. This censorship.
Yes.
This process of blacklisting anybody that they can just thumb their nose at United States senators, take the president, the leader of the free world, is not allowed.
And his official website also, not just his personal one, but the White House account down. That's crazy.
I did hear that they are not going to, you know, they have a designation on Twitter, at POTUS. They are not going to transfer the at POTUS followers to Joe. Let's see how many real followers Joe has. He did that speech that I just referenced where he was ping-ponging around. You know how many people tuned in to watch that? Our next president and talk about our future? 24,000. When Trump spoke from the Alamo, there were 810,000 people tuning in to Right Site Media.
You know, and we're supposed to believe that he won more votes than anyone.
We all understood why Barack Obama won in 2008. That, you know, he was a superior politician, even though he was vague and really offered nothing specific. Well, you know, okay, I'll vote for that. That sounds really good. And then, of course, he went up against Schmidt Romney in 2012. Don't you feel embarrassed that we embraced
him? Yes, I went and knocked on doors for him in Florida.
I just thought, yeah, this is the guy you should vote for. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but if you're asking my opinion, yeah, we'll have a better economy. There'll be better opportunities for you coming out of school and everything else. I'm so humiliated. He's turned into a total conservative traitor. We're finding out about a lot of people.
We are.
How about that little dipstick who just came in on Trump's coattails?
Yeah, we heard you talking about that as we were coming
in. Who was that? Where was he? I haven't heard that yet.
You know what? I wish I could source things a little faster. He's a young guy who... I'll bet it's on Liberty Daily or...
No problem.
Pro-Trump News.
It's interesting that he came out and said he thinks his political career is over.
Yeah.
It is.
You know why? It is. It is over. But, of course, again, a lot of this is going to depend on will those who are left have the guts and courage to fix the systems in these state elections so we don't have to go through this again. I have no confidence they will.
So that's one of the things I really want to talk about is that the first bill they have, H.R. 1, will actually pretty much cement everything that went wrong in the 2020 election into law. So no longer will states actually be held in their own, they will not be able to make their own laws. Their laws will be overrun by the federal. They're going to mandate mail-in ballots, early voting. I have a whole list of things, but this is really, really bad. Not only does this bill, it's 791 pages, I believe. It has a lot of voter stuff in it. And then it also has a lot of free speech issues in there. It's called the Equality Act. So we're all supposed to think it sounds, wonder. I mean, who's against equality? But it is really, really bad. And so I'm really have a hard time believing that we are going to have fair elections.
Anytime we hear the government say equality, we know it's inequality. It's somebody's going to get a better deal than somebody else. What is my friend Kathleen sending me from Epic Times? The 2,000 troops sworn in as marshals before Inauguration Day. I'm trying to figure out the significance of this. Why turning 2,000 troops into marshals? I guess that gives them additional arresting powers.
Well, the Posse Comitatus, if they're federalized, the Posse Comitatus has to act, has to... being there, because generally federalized troops can't make arrest because of the Posse Comitatus Act.
So can you give me a little more insight on the...
No. How about that? I was a military policeman, but I can't give you more without sounding
that
I could be wrong, and I don't want to be wrong.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if nobody shows up at all, even on the left? I mean, that would be great, but... We saw what happened during Trump's inauguration. Burning cars, breaking windows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they forgot all about
those special hats.
Yep.
You know, Madonna, I remember saying, I wish I could just blow up the White House. That's okay. That's free speech. That's approved free speech. That's not what America was founded on. approve free speech. All speech should be free speech. But what do I know? I'm just a talk show host. I, you know, didn't even finish college. So
good for you. That means you're a free thinker.
This is true.
Maybe not the wisest thinker sometimes, but a free thinker himself.
Well, especially when it comes to women and relationships and things like that. I mean, there's quite a few things there that can be criticized. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that has taken care of those who looked after, you know, and this is something I thought about over the weekend. There are a lot of good documentaries on. And when I see our heroes and the things that they were called on to do in Vietnam and Korea to fend off the type of government that is waltzing right into Washington, D.C., it breaks my heart. What must they think right now, knowing that they were sent half a world away to stop this, but we somehow couldn't stop it here? That said, Gulf States Mobility is all about facilitating choices in the lives that have been adversely affected. Our own Dr. Sam had one of those moments last week where somebody coming up Carmichael Road at 75, 80 miles an hour T-boned him, and he came within an inch in a split second of that was it. Accidents like that can also leave somebody facing a long-term rehab, and we're very grateful that while Sam has injuries, his recovery is going to be manageable and relatively brief, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So Gulf States Mobility re-empowers people with things they create right there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, and miracles like voice command technology operated vehicles. They're called VIMs that come with long-term loan arrangements that are very consumer friendly, so that people who were told by a doctor you can never drive again now can. This is what they do. It's the restoration of choices to people who've had them cruelly taken away by a twist of fate. Please look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590 in Wetumpka. Our next look at the roads coming up here at 470. Don't forget Space Station Flyover at 550. All the details and the path. It's pretty basic, southwest to northeast. And those are spectacular. And they give you a sense, because we do have a Space Force, right?
In Huntsville.
Yeah. Woo. Until they decide we don't need that. Who knows what their priorities are. At 418, let's see what's going on. Local news next.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on the Northern Boulevard approaching Wetumpka Highway, we had some debris in the roadway there. Please watch out for it. We are very busy on the Northeast Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road up to the Wetumpka Highway. We have a lot of congestion East Boulevard from I-85 all the way down to Troy Highway. And on Troy Highway, just past Virginia Loop Road, we have a minor accident. Watch out for boots on the ground there. Busy on Taylor Road. We had an accident earlier right at I-85 past East Chase Parkway. We believe it's out of the way now, but use caution there as well. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. As the presidential inauguration day approaches, security measures are in place around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery. There have been no reports of protests as of now, but police are on standby. Montgomery City leaders say city offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Montgomery County offices will be closed Wednesday. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's most recent deadly shooting. Authorities have charged 28-year-old DeHonte Hardy with murder in the shooting death of 24-year-old Kendari Swain. They say Hardy shot and killed Swain in the 200 block of Bradley Drive around 10:30 Sunday night. Authorities believe the two had been in a fight before the shooting. Hardy is in the Montgomery County Jail on $150,000 bond. Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church hosted its 46th annual MLK birthday celebration today. This year's theme was Forward March in Unity, Love, and Peace. And due to COVID-19 restrictions, the event was held virtually. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is an awful test for COVID. Q-tip up your beak. Test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
I don't know what's going on with the whole testing process. That's the sound effect of a swab. Getting jammed up into the tight part of your sinus cavity. Have you been tested?
No, but my brother has, and it made him throw up. He said he saw stars.
I've had other people say the same thing.
Says horrible.
I got tested because several months ago I had a real mild fever. And I didn't realize it, but everybody was freaking out, thinking, you know, I had it, I was near him. So I had to go to the doctor and get a test. But they didn't jam it into my eyeball, they just swabbed the nostrils. And my question at the time was, and I'm not to be graphic here, but you know me a while, what difference does the snot in the upper sinus cavity have from the lower sinus cavity that would provide a better result? It's all the same thing.
I can hawk a loogie for him. Say, here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather do that.
So
sorry, graphic.
But I know a lot of people who have had to go get tested lately, and they're waiting 3 days for results and waiting hours mm-hmm. just to have the test done. I don't mm-hmm. understand what's mm-hmm. going on. This doesn't make sense to
me. Our neighbor just came up.
Yeah, and was waiting for hours today for a test.
You both look very healthy, by the way.
Well, thank you.
So far, so good.
You always have.
I appreciate that.
We're taking lots of vitamins and quercetin and all this preventative stuff. My brother's living with us fighting cancer, and he just had a stem cell transplant, so he has zero immunity, basically. Well, it's starting to come back, but anyway, so we kind of stay at home a lot. Yeah, we can't be sick. I don't want him to get sick.
I had to make trips up the streets of the cancer center last year because I had too much blood, which... Yeah, they look for levels, so I had to go have a quart or a pint, whatever it is.
You had to be oil drained?
Every other week, but I'm happy to report that my blood is thinner.
And Leon's getting larger.
One of our great listeners, the Cronins in the Carolinas, we have a lot of people that listen out of state. Nobody locally, but a lot of people listen across the country. Just sent me a clip from Katie Hopkins, the truth of what it's actually like in D.C., I'm going to assume, because it did come from the Cronins, that there's no objectionable language in this.
Right. I would think so.
But watch how fast my hands move mm-hmm. if there is. I have not previewed it.
This is Katie Hopkins here in downtown D.C. And, of course, I've received numerous people telling me that this is a death wish being here. And I want to tell you, as we just walk around this perimeter fence or the security, this gentleman here with his dog, I have never known D.C. be... this fabulous, quite frankly. I can run where I want. It's completely safe. It's lovely and tidy. The National Guard are absolutely darling individual, great in a uniform. And I think what's so important, of course, is that because people aren't coming here, because CNN and others have put the fear of God into people, they can tell you exactly what they want. They can tell you this is a green zone. It's like Beirut. It's terrifying. I'm here to tell you, it's not. Perfectly lovely. I could probably hop on that golf cart if I wanted to. But also, by suppressing your need to be here, they can feed you anything they want.
Yep.
That kind of ties in with what I was saying mm-hmm. earlier, and you mm-hmm. agreed this mm-hmm. has kind of a false flag feel
absolutely.
To it all the way around.
And people need to wake up and realize what's happening. And with that, if I could just say, Mo Brooks, you wanted to discuss him, but free speech, there's a free speech rally. It just makes me think these kind of false flag things, and they're squelching our speech so that we can't tell the truth to people. They don't want to know the truth. But Frederick's Outdoor in Decatur, Alabama, is having a free speech rally on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's a nonviolent rally, and Mo Brooks will be speaking about... Barry Moore will be there as well. I'll be speaking.
You know, credit to those guys. By the way, did you see Governor Mo?
Yes, I did. She needs...
She said
he needs to be primaried.
No, she needs to be primaried. Not him.
It's unfortunate.
We need more him.
Yeah.
And fewer rhinos.
He's a patriot.
And
he really is.
Props to... Didn't Twitter boot Barry? To me, that's a sign you're doing something right.
Yeah.
God
Badge
forbid you should tell the truth on social mm-hmm. media. And who knows what they're going to try and do with people like me. There's probably a gulag waiting for me somewhere. Because there are... Again, they're the ones that call us the Nazis. But mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. have... the re-education idea, you know, that we're just, we just need to be deprogrammed. We got mm-hmm. this way because, mm-hmm. What? It's absolutely, here's the weird part. You remember, we may have been disappointed and we kind of knew what Obama had been hiding, because he would have never been elected had he been honest about what his intentions were. And he paid dearly, you know, that first election after his inauguration with Obamacare. Remember, we...
Tea Party movement.
We worked to get a Republican elected in Massachusetts to protect us, and it still didn't work out, and they still got that thing through. But they had 63 Democrats, kamikazes, willing to give up their seats to do it. This is where Republicans fail time after time after time. They get all nervous. They're worried about what the media is going to mm-hmm. say, like Murkowski and all these other horrendously Cheney. Disappointing. Yeah. Oh, the state of Wyoming censured her for misrepresenting them, Liz Good. Cheney. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the name of this freshman congressman who voted to impeach Trump. What a frickin' genius. Mm-hmm. Today, and I still haven't found the article, so I can't give you his exact name, but he admitted today that, I probably ended my political career. You better believe that.
Yep.
You better believe that. In fact, the calls for your resignation may be found. And there again, everybody that voted for that guy, figuring we're going to send somebody that will support the Trump agenda, and then they get that, and every other, and Mitt Romney is just beyond contempt. Red Top.
Greg, I don't know what they're going to do with people like you and me and a lot of folks like us, because, you know, we're just basically not trainable. That's one reason why I'm not married anymore. I'm not trainable. They're going to have a hell of a time. They're not going to re-educate us, I mean. And speaking of re-education, by the way, one of the last moves Donald Trump did was put a massive ban on all cotton products from the province where all the Uyghur people are being re-educated. So
the Uyghur Muslims in China?
Yes, the Uyghur Muslims, and it put a big kink in the supply chain worldwide.
I hope that was not an intended pun.
So, I don't know what they're going to do with this, but Parler's going to be opening back up in a couple of days. I'm sure you know that.
It's never been shut down. It's an outrage. Oh.
Yeah. So we've just got to find new people to host. I guess all this stuff is up in the cloud, and that's how they're controlling everybody.
Yeah.
Clouds.
Everything is out there forever, somewhere.
It sure is. So anyway, let's just keep our defiance going in a intelligent way, and I think we'll be okay. We have no choice, but we got to be smarter than them, and that shouldn't be a whole hell of a lot of problems, should it, Greg?
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Red Top. And now we go to, and perfect, Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Greg Stuff, calling you on the road from North Carolina. How are you?
Good. The Garretsons are here, and you're near the Cronins. That's so good.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Thank you.
So I think it's appropriate that we have a virtual inauguration, since all we have is going to be a virtual president, right?
I mean, pretty much.
Yep. It's basically going to be an avatar for somebody else. If Biden lasts a year, I will be very surprised. So we'll see what happens. But make no mistake, it's going to be crazy. This is, y'all are talking about false flag and all that kind of stuff. It was so funny watching the WSFA report last night. You know, everybody's scared to death some big event was going to happen in Montgomery, and they got, you know, cinder blocks, big blocks, cement blocks in front of the Capitol building and all sorts of police cars. And the reporter was out there saying, well, yes, there's one jogger going by.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know a single person, a single Republican, a single conservative who is going to protest any of this stuff. I mean, it is just the most, it's the biggest created out of whole cloth scare tactic that I think I've ever seen.
Chad, I'm going to pause you for 1 second because another one of our artists, he's in North Carolina. The Cronins are in North Carolina. My friend Kathleen is texting me from Florida. First-time Republican Representative Peter Meyer said on Sunday that he may have ended his political career when he joined 9 GOP colleagues in the House in voting to impeach Trump.
Michigan guy. He's Michigan.
Yeah.
Peter Meyer. Yeah. They deserve it. I mean, who in the world, even if you felt, even if you believe in your heart of hearts that Trump committed an impeachable act, which I've yet to see what that would be.
Didn't he incite that riot?
Well, seeing as how the riot
That's what the news told me.
Just seeing as how the riot started 20 minutes before he even started his speech, I don't know how that would be incitement, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? So, but if even if you believe in your heart of hearts that he did that, why would you drag the country through, you know, a charade of an impeachment a week and a half before the guy is going to be out of office?
Especially at the same time when you're saying we need to unite.
so much for the unity.
Unity, my ass. Pardon
me. Their idea of unity is you stand in front of the steamroller and we'll roll over you. That's it.
Yeah, when do we have our Tiananmen Square moment here? Somebody committed to conservatism is going to be standing in front of some piece of military hardware right here in the U.S. And we were horrified about that happening. What was that, in China?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there was actually doing reports today that they were doing background checks on the National Guard people that were in D.C. They got to guard because, you know, most of the National Guard are white. And there must be white supremacists then.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, maybe there's white supremacists out there, but I don't see them in my party. I don't see them in the groups that I hang out with, you know? And if I did, I'd say something, right? I remember there were plenty of Trump rallies and somebody brought a Confederate flag in a Trump rally. They were asked to leave, you know? And I just it's like the boogeyman. You know, I'm telling you, the whole purpose of this, you talk about false flags. The whole purpose for this is to get Americans used to giving up their liberties for safety and protection because something else is coming.
As Ben Franklin said, those who would do that, who would give up their freedom for a little bit of a benefit from the government, are worthy of neither.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put one last little point in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you say it other than the party that is now in charge is pretty much amoral, you know. Pretty much an amoral party.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying every
immoral.
Without morals.
Yeah, without morals.
You know. And
my theory on that is because their ideology is their god. They have no relationship with any type of god, whether it's through religion or a god as you understand him.
There's not a higher power except themselves.
Except themselves.
You know. Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure you guys will be watching with bated breath for the vote turning in and everything. So I hear Trump's leaving the day before? Or is he leaving the morning of? So yeah. I mean, I couldn't blame Donald Trump if he said I'm out of here. I that's who you want. Have at it.
Do you think he should? You know? Let me ask all of you. Do you think he should pardon Assange and some of the others whose names have been bandied about?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Assange, a lot of stuff they probably shouldn't have leaked and may have cost some people their lives, so I'm not real big on that one, but I think he ought to pardon his entire staff and family because I'll tell you why, because I believe that there are enough Democrats and enough U.S. attorneys and enough people like the district attorney in Manhattan that will literally go after those people and bankrupt them and ruin their lives regardless of whether they did anything wrong, just to send the message that nobody should ever, ever, ever do what Donald Trump did again. And none of y'all should think about
it. He was the one true outsider.
Yeah, none of you outsiders should ever think about this again. You know? I got news for them. All right, listen, I'll let you go. And thanks very much. You guys have a great weekend.
Safe
week.
Safe travels.
All
right,
see
you.
All righty. So let's, before we go to break, reiterate the one event that's taking place
Saturday.
Mo Brooks,
2:00 at Frederick's Outdoor in Decatur. And then Monday night at Bethel Worship Center, 6:30 to 8:00, we're having a We the People presentation. If you want to know how to defend our republic, you need to know about how it started, and we have a really great presentation.
And that's in Wetumpka.
That's this coming Monday in Wetumpka, 6:30 to 8:00.
Wow.
In person.
Please call.
I will.
And remind us.
I definitely will.
You know, I have something going on Monday afternoon. I have such a busy social calendar. But, you know, what we've learned, and let's be real here, the Tea Party movement was powerful.
Yes, it was.
It was very powerful. But what did we learn? We learned that very few of the people that rode in on our energy actually stayed committed to our causes. They went in. John Boehner put his arm around them. Mitch McConnell, blah, 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 blah. And this is how we do it and how we're going to get you on committed. And ended up being terribly disappointing.
Yes.
Terribly disappointing. So our work is not done.
No, it's certainly not done.
And if anything, Donald Trump has, we've always known about the deep state,
We know a lot more now, don't we?
Well, you know, Terry Adams, I got to give him so much credit because he has talked about this, who's really running the show for years. And some people heard it, and I always thought there was reason, but even Terry would say, I didn't know just how deep the deep state is. And that's really the problem. Until we get term limits and things like that, we're going to be living with this garbage, you know, as long as we're still in this country.
Yeah.
And it's just not right. 4:40 is the time. Clark's is the company that brings you this segment of Happy Hour. They're a great group of people to team up with to guarantee and protect the comfort of you and your family through any type of weather, hot or cold, and the infrastructure of your home by having the best and most talented plumbers on the planet a phone call away. For $159, your Clark's Club membership gets you two tune-ups. If you were to buy those a la carte, so to speak, separately, as you might need them in the spring before the weather gets hot, and then when the cold weather returns, you would pay double that just for the house call. With that, you get discounts on any parts and labor that need for repairs. They're a phone call away. Man, they've used them so many times, not only for emergency plumbing, but when I got an electric bill that was about $180 higher than the previous year, I knew something was up. They solved the problem. So it's something that truly does pay for itself. It's a great investment. Call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Who's that on the phone?
Mail?
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we're very busy on the boulevards this afternoon. Not so much downtown, but on Northeast Boulevard from Wares Ferry Road to Wetumpka Highway, we've got congestion there. East Boulevard from I-85 past Vaughn Road down to Troy Highway, and an accident on Troy Highway just past Virginia Loop as you head outbound. It's minor in nature. We're hoping that they've got that one taken care of by now, but use caution. And we're a little busy on Taylor Road this afternoon. Other than that, light to moderate traffic everywhere. Buckle up, be safe, and we'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you want to get vaccinated as soon as possible so you can go out and do the things like you did before the pandemic ruined everything? Well, I got some bad news about who's in line to get it next. And it ain't essential workers. I'm mad about it. Waiting for the vaccine, want to get a shot. Give it to the teachers first, nurses and docs. Oh, smokers get the vaccine. They finally proved to everyone smoking is cool, cause they're prioritizing those cigarette smoking fools.
Well, why don't you just execute smokers then? If we don't, I mean, you take our taxes and you fill your potholes with our lungs, but we shouldn't get the coronavirus vaccine.
I'm not getting it. No, no, no.
You're not a smoker, though, babe.
That's true. I'm not a smoker.
There we go, tiptoeing in another area that's of great concern. Vaccine passports.
Horrible.
You know, can you go state to state? You got to.
Yeah, that's he's looking at that, making that, and the 100-day mask wearing.
Well, we all, there's an article today that, what's her name, Susan Rice is actually going to be calling the shots.
Saw that.
Kamala will be there for.
I think Valerie Jarrett and Obama are still definitely in the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling strings.
He's. I've referred to him as America's news director. Mm. Isn't it amazing how the news always sounds the same? They're all saying the same stuff.
Yes.
This is Mail. Hello.
Hi, hello. Hello.
Hello, Mail.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Ah, great. So I'd want to talk about the subject of the riot in the capital. I'm actually calling from Israel, and we've got the suggestion. I think
You're calling from Israel?
Yes. We've got some. We talked about a friend. We talked about a good suggestion for Donald Trump. We made a survey in Israel, and it seems that if he will try to be elected to the Prime Minister of Israel, that he might really make it, because here in Israel, he's got a lot of supporters.
I want to make sure, because it's not that our connection is bad, but did you just say or suggest that Trump could run to be Prime Minister of Israel?
Definitely, yeah. Because in Israel, he's got a lot of supporters, and that we thought to suggest it in some way. So I think it would be a very good idea. It's very helpful for Israel. And I think if he doesn't have another cadency in the United States, it would be very nice to see him.
Wouldn't that be amazing
if
Trump...
I would think he would need to be a citizen of Israel.
Yeah, but I believe that he will get for sure get citizenship if he claims to run to the prime ministry. He's done a lot for Israel.
Right.
He's done a lot for Israel, and there is no any reason to not give him citizenship. So
For the last number, all promised to move the capital to Jerusalem. He did it.
Yeah.
He kept more promises. There's a list on one of my sites that has 603 promises kept accomplishments during his administration.
Yeah.
And this is how we thank him.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I don't know if I understand you just because it's the interruption, or it's just my English, but... Anyway, I'd be very happy that that he knows it in some certain way, because I don't know if he's got the idea on mind, and if he knows it, that he's got a lot of supporters in Israel, but it's very important for him to know, because he's prevented from any media right now, so it's impossible to say it. So just, I think it's very important for him to know it, but... In Israel, he's got a lot of supporters, and he can make it here.
Well, you know that our new incoming administration's already getting back into bed with Iran, you know, in the nuclear deal. That's got to be very disappointing for the people in Israel to know that.
Yeah, it does disappoint.
That's an interesting idea. I've never heard of
that. Mel, thank you so much for calling. And not only do we have nothing but callers from out of state, but now overseas. God bless you.
Wow. Well, thank you. God bless you.
Shalom.
Thank you very much.
We love Israel.
Yeah.
We do. But what's going on here today? This is so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You're just back from
California.
California.
Yeah. California.
By the way, What did you observe out there?
So let me say that Central California, where my son-in-law and daughter and grandkids live, is very pro-Trump. Very, very pro-Trump. And in fact, you hear about Governor Newsom and his mask mandates and keeping everybody home. Nope. People weren't staying home. And I wasn't wearing a mask. And I was out and about not wearing a mask. Now, there's plenty of people wearing masks. No problem at all. But I wasn't wearing a mask, nor was my daughter, son-in-law, or grandkids.
They're trying to recall him.
Yes. Yeah, they
are. Is that going to succeed?
It sounds like they have a pretty good amount of signatures. I think they have a lot already. I don't know if it's actually going
to
work.
It's over a million. I think they need a million and a half.
They're making their way.
They're close.
Yeah. So, California. What can I say? I'm glad I left there when I did in 1985. I don't want to go back there and live.
He's from California, by the way.
Yeah, I am a Californian. Don't want to go back there and live. But
so's Rosie.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. We escaped. And all I can say is that my son-in-law, my daughter, and grandkids, they're doing well, but they want to come back, and they want to come back very, very soon because they know the writing on the wall, whether it be vaccines, mandated, whether it would be any other, you know, craziness that goes on in California, they're going to mandate these things, and our kids need to, they know, they need to leave, and they need to leave soon. So they are actually looking at property to come back.
The exodus. And you know, they do everything by polling. All of a sudden, Governor Cuomo in New York's decided it's a good idea to reopen the restaurants.
Isn't that interesting?
After the people in Buffalo told him, don't come up here to our game.
Yeah, to the game, stay the hell away. That was great. Yeah. But somehow these people keep getting elected. It just...
It's the media. We have the media to thank. I think they're more powerful than the government.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they drive every narrative. They can pit us against each other. It's just terrible.
But you know who they're really scared of?
Trump. And the supporters.
Me.
And you.
And Rush. And
anybody
else.
Absolutely.
You know, they tried Air America. Terrible failure. Nobody wants to listen to somebody piss and moan on, you know, horrible. It failed, and it was given a full-fledged, a lot of stations picked up that network across the country, AMs that really had nothing going on and stuff, and it failed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. And to this day, there's only a couple of liberal-leaning talk shows that are still on the air anywhere because...
Mm-hmm. People don't want that.
No.
So Greg, what's going to happen, though? And Becky and I were talking in the car. What is going to happen when these big radio conglomerates start mandating like we've already seen?
I don't think that memo had any impact. First of all, here's the funny part. An industry news rag called All Access reported that the memo had come out from Cumulus telling all hosts that they were not allowed to infer that the election was stolen. You're going to tell that to Mark Levine and some of the others that are on that team? He said, I never saw it.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say they never saw it.
Yeah.
So was that another false flag? They're just trying to stir up.
That may have been the memo may have been a hoax. Who knows? But what the industry rag, what they wasted our time telling us was that Media Matters listened to all these Cumulus hosts to see if they were in compliance with this memo and found that most were not. Like, and the rag referred to Media Matters as a watchdog.
Authority. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not a watchdog. They're as much in the tank for the left as any other whack job group. And I sent a note saying, please, don't insult our intelligence with stuff like that. You really make yourselves look bad. And this is still a free country.
But remember the Neutrality Act, I believe it was. They were trying to, the FEC was going to change where if you had a talk show, then you had to give the same amount of time for the other side's view.
That was the fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine, thank you. They're going to, why wouldn't they bring that back up? They're censoring everything else. So I really think we need to pay close attention to that.
It has to get past the FCC.
Tuned.
Yeah, but everything's run by
the
FCC.
Well, they'll appoint, it'll be 3-2.
Yep.
So we'll just see, but when this is a cooking show, I hope you'll come back and you can talk about making bread, which you do so well. By the way, you wanted to take a moment to pay tribute to somebody you lost.
Yes, for many of you out there who are in the pro-life circles, even Judge Roy Moore's camp, our very good and dear friend, Hannah Ford, young woman, 26 years old, amazing, godly woman, was killed in a car wreck yesterday, last night, on Narrow Lane and
Fairview.
Fairview Avenue, a three-car accident. And her family, they have a big family, homeschooled family. Her father is a physical therapist. They're very active in their church. Just amazing, amazing people. And she just got engaged. Mm. We're just devastated by her loss. So please lift up the Ford family and her fiance as they try to navigate. She was the oldest one of, I forget how many children, a lot, six or seven. I can't remember. But anyway, it's just, they were a really amazing family. And she was just an incredible political strategist at such a young age, and it's a real loss. So please lift up the Ford family. We're just
absolutely
sad for just them. Yep. But she knew the Lord.
Yep.
So she is in a wonderful place right now, and I'm happy for her. But I just, it's devastating for the family and all her friends. So thank you for letting me mention that.
And I will be happy to reiterate that message. I did not hear about this in the news. Usually a wreck like that, especially, you know, with somebody so young. Yes, man, we got about a minute here. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I just want to give you guys a heads up. Anybody in Wetumpka, the bridge downtown going crossing into the other side of Wetumpka is closed. They have the whole road blocked off, so traffic is, like, really screwed up.
Why is it closed?
It's I have no idea. It's the HGTV filming for our town or
not
whatever.
A protest,
it's not. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I did see that. They're filming right now. So that's, find a different way to go home.
So I got stuck in it. So I just want to let you guys know.
Yes, man, I'm sorry that you had that trouble. Are you going to join us as we mourn the inauguration Wednesday night at Baumhauer's?
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to
drown my sorrows in beer.
What I thought would be so cool is if Trump, you know, he's going to Florida, is if everybody just went and they had like a huge thank you for everything
like
kind of rally.
Like a beer,
and,
beer fest?
And they would just see. He really did have all those people that supported him.
He does. And I've seen more than one person say, greatest president in my lifetime. And when you look at the economic aspect of it, the big difference was he was able to bring about this incredible prosperity for everybody, everybody, not just at the upper end. In fact, during Trump's presidency, I actually paid higher taxes because his formula was to lift people. I'm not making a ton of money, don't get me wrong here. And we're not talking about, you know, anything that's going to impress anybody, but people that the tax breaks were intended to help got it, and that was the idea, and I had no problem with that whatsoever. And the IRS has a nice installment plan they offer when you're a little upside down with them, but everything is okay. I'm still a free man. Yes, man, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Yes.
All right, thank you, man.
See you Wednesday.
And Mr. and Mrs. Garrison.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you here.
It's been a long time.
I'm going to do it again. Again, Mo Brooks.
Mo Brooks Saturday. Frederick's Outdoor in Decatur. It's right on I-65 at 2 o'clock. Free speech rally. And then Monday night at Bethel Worship Center from 6:30 to 8 is an Eagle Forum event called We the People. We're meeting in person. It is time to get back together again.
And
so
I throw one more shameless plug in? So for those of you who know my daughter, been around her for a long time, she has